This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine. Governor Walker is expected to sign bills this week that would rewrite Wisconsin's campaign finance laws and replace, I'll use that word, replace the Government Accountability Board. It's a move that is not sitting well with our next guest lawmaker. We will hear from Gordon Hintz, a Democratic state representative from Oshkosh, next, and we will welcome your questions and your thoughts on Governor Walker signing this legislation this week that would change campaign finance law and replace the Government Accountability Board. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest, Gordon Hintz, says that Christmas has come early for special interests in Wisconsin. And he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so pretty loaded terms there. our guest that we just talked to said that this does not gut the Government Accountability Board. It replaces it with a responsible citizen board. What's your response to that?
I actually agreed with the term dismantling, and I think both the press and most good government groups would agree. We're replacing something where we have nonpartisan appointed retired judges oversee the system with some independence, with something that ultimately allows for legislative control over the as an agency over, the legislature they're supposed to govern. So, not only are we sort of opening the floodgates of money and removing disclosure with the campaign finance bill that's to be signed this week, we're really removing the oversight in terms of the body that is supposed to, enforce the laws that we have on the books.
Yeah, and with Governor Walker signing these bills this week, you wrote in a recent news release that, quote, "Christmas has come early for special interests." So how do you figure that?
Well, anytime you're allowing more secretive money to be dumped in the system, if you're allowing more corporate influence over our state government, if you're increasing opportunities for corruption by removing the oversight, and if you look at the John Doe bill, you're removing the ability to investigate corruption among politicians, you have to say, who is this benefiting? It's certainly not benefiting the people of Wisconsin. It's benefiting those politicians in power. The special interests that are going to benefit from having increased influence.
Yeah. Which bill do you think will do more damage to the state, the campaign finance or the GAB?
Well, look, it's not news that we have too much money in our political system and that many special interests already have a disproportionate influence, versus citizens. But anytime you're increasing that amount and you're removing disclosure and the public's ability, to see who is funding, which campaigns, I think that really is going to be damaging, especially when you look at the provision that allows for unlimited contributions to the individual political parties and leadership who can then funnel that money to candidates. It really is going to put Wisconsin in a new position at a time when I think the public's pretty disillusioned with government and money and politics is a big reason why.
Okay, so the new campaign finance law allows for unlimited donations to state political parties. It permits coordination between candidates and interest groups with secret donors. It would double the contribution limits to candidates. Plus, donors who give more than $100 would not have to identify their employer. Speaker Robin Voss said that this new law, that these rules help bring Wisconsin in line with multiple court rulings. So what's your response to that?
Yeah, we've had some pretty odd court rulings that I don't think apply to any other state, and we're not actually required to meet some of these. I mean, when you look at the Wisconsin State Supreme Court and, the federal court as it relates to the John Doe investigation, it'd be the first time that any state has actually legalized coordination between interest groups, and politicians. And so we're on pretty new ground here that flies in the face of something that we've all had as longstanding, as illegal to do and actually was the basis of the second John Doe investigation. So I think we've had that affirmed, that there's nothing actually compelling us to do this, but they're sort of using that as a, you know, reason to justify this, but it doesn't hold up.
Yeah. So paint a picture for us in the next couple of minutes before our news break. What Wisconsin is going to turn into under these rewritten campaign finance rules?
Well, I mean, again, one can never predict, but I don't know anybody out there that thinks that allowing, you know, individuals to spend unlimited amounts of money campaigning without disclosing, you know, who's funding our campaigns makes anything more transparent or accessible. I don't know how allowing political coordination between outside groups and candidates and opening the floodgates for unlimited money helps empower the citizens, you know, that we represent in our democracy. But it means, you know, more of the things that I think we don't like about our system. I mean, it's not a surprise that 62% of people in Wisconsin polled said Governor Walker doesn't care about people like them, because I think they feel like the government is non-responsive to the challenges and the needs that they're facing. I mean, look, these are bills that were railroaded through and from introduction to passage by the legislature in pretty short order, and yet we can't even get hearings on a lot of bills, or we can't even get urgency to a lot of the job losses and other headlines that we're having around the state that are really impacting people. You know, and if you just look at some of the national trends that are out there, I just feel like people, you know, you understand some of the distrust and disillusionment that exists out there, because people see a government that seems to work really well for special interests, but not for you know, people in their day-to-day challenges.
We are talking with Gordon Hintz, a Democratic state representative from Oshkosh, about the bills that Governor Walker is expected to sign this week, bills that would rewrite Wisconsin's campaign finance laws and eliminate the Government Accountability Board and replace it with a different board. We welcome your thoughts and your questions about this. How do you feel about Governor Walker signing these bills into law? Are you concerned about the campaign finance laws or a different government accountability board? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Do you think that this is moving in the right or wrong direction for the state of Wisconsin? We're going to check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll be back. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the State Capitol Report on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is our State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking with Democratic State Representative Gordon Hintz from Oshkosh about Governor Walker signing some legislation this week. One bill eliminates the State Elections Board. Another rewrites campaign finance law. The bill that eliminates the Government Accountability Board, the nonpartisan agency that oversees campaign finance, elections, and ethics laws. It also replaces that Government Accountability Board with two commissions with partisan appointees. The second bill that Walker plans to sign doubles the limit for individual campaign contributions, allows candidates and issue advocacy groups to coordinate activities, and does away with a requirement that donors giving more than $100 identify their employer. So what do you think of these bills that Governor Walker will sign into law this week? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest, Representative Hintz, says that Christmas has come early for special interests with the signing of these bills. Carl in Oshkosh is with us. Hi, Carl.
Yes, I was wondering if I could ask the Representative Hintz a question. My question is, what is it Wisconsin's business who I give money to? Why do they have to know who I work for?
If you give a contribution to a candidate, Carl.
Yeah, I mean, if I want to donate to a candidate, why do they have to know who my employer is?
Yeah, why do we have to know that, Representative Hintz?
Sure, well, Carl, it's a common, you know, argument that we hear. Well, you know, we don't want to see you know, you want that business to be penalized or face retaliation or anything like that. But it's been the main reason or ability for us to be able to track which industries are giving money. Oftentimes we can see if there's a bill, you know, sponsored by certain candidates, and we can see, for instance, that the financial services agency industry or the mining industry has, you know, individuals and executives, you know, makes it a lot harder to track if you don't know who is ultimately behind funding these things. And again, if you're willing to contribute, I don't think it's that big a deal. We have a lot of people in our process who give money to all sides, but I think the public, it matters what the relationship between government and our citizens are. And because our political system relies so much on large amounts of money, we should know where that money is coming from. It should be one of the pillars of transparent government.
Thanks, Carl. Let's go next to Aaron in La Crosse. Hi, Aaron.
Hi. Just wanted to mention that to me, 2 + 2 = 4, and it's no surprise that he's attacking these parts of our government that are, you know, we're investigating him. So on top of that, I don't see how anyone could ever support removing transparency from our government and allowing this to happen. I guess my question is, what is his reason for removing the Government Accountability Board, and what is this replacement that he wants to put in place, or is going to put in place?
So your thoughts, Representative Hintz, on what is going to replace the GAB and why the governor would support this?
Well, first I'll say, you know, these bills come at a time when, you know, I think the public is increasingly frustrated with both Governor Walker and the Republicans. The state is, you know, fallen behind considerably economically. We have a budget mess, while states like Minnesota have a budget surplus. We've been unable to solve problems like funding our transportation infrastructure. We're having staffing problems in corrections and in education. And so there seems to be that the effort to do these things is a way to double down and make sure that they can consolidate power while they have it, you know, flood our election system with more money and make it harder for there to be accountability, you know, for coordination or any corruption. You know, there's no secret that the Republicans and Governor Walker were critical of the John Doe system, which they changed, of our Government Accountability Board, which they viewed as partisan, even though the Legislative Audit Bureau said that they largely were doing an effective job. And Wisconsin was recognized as a model for election administration, you know, in the country before this. So I think a lot of this is about consolidating power. A lot of it is about evading any sort of accountability. And you know, a lot of it is about focusing on the next election and finding ways to stay in power.
All right. Thanks very much, Aaron, for the call. So what you mentioned in your news release that Republicans aren't interested in addressing falling household incomes, public school funding, affordable health care, raising the minimum wage, skyrocketing student loan debt. Why wouldn't they want to address those issues, Representative Hintz?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, you know, look, Democrats in the legislature have put forward a number of proposals, and I understand there may be, you know, they may not agree with every one of those proposals, but I think what we're calling for is we need some more attention, some more urgency, and if it's not the Democrats' student loan reform plan or if it's not the Democrats' minimum wage plan, let's hear what the Republican plans are to at least address these issues that are so important to so many people in Wisconsin. You know, instead what we see is bills that, you know, get introduced and get a hearing and get pushed through at an accelerated rate. We just had a bill that effectively continues to eliminate local control last Thursday that's being pushed by the realtors and other special interests that, you know, really hurts neighborhood redevelopment in places like Oshkosh. Those things seem to be able to get a hearing and attention as a priority from this legislature a lot faster than some of these, you know, bigger issues. I mean, that's just it. I mean, if Governor Walker is going to talk about running for a third term, he might want to think about ways to actually put more attention and more urgency behind the issues that actually matter to our state, and he might get some more favorable poll ratings instead of being, you know, in the mid-30s.
You know, what is your reaction to the news that Governor Walker hinted at running for a third term, saying, you know, that should he have another term, you know, he'd work on jobs and such? So what was your reaction to that?
Well, you know, the audacity of Governor Walker, you know, I wouldn't be talking about a third term until maybe I had, you know, learned some lessons from the middle of my second term. I mean, usually after you come back from running, you know, for president, for kind of not being around when a lot of issues passed, we have another devastating state budget that, you know, despite the best national economy in the last 10 years, cuts $250 million from our UW system. I might want to think about, all right, what am I doing wrong? How can I kind of, you know, find a way to you know, govern again, and then maybe start floating that idea after, you know, I'd made some changes in how I address the needs of the people of my state. Instead, he mentions it, you know, in the week before he's going to sign some bills that may make it easier to stay, you know, in power and curry special interests. But it doesn't do much for reassuring the public.
Angela in Milwaukee is with us. Hi, Angela.
Hi. Yes, I completely understand and agree with what your guest is saying. And I think it's really important for anyone listening to this radio broadcast to understand that it's of paramount importance to listen to programs like this and to pay attention to social media coming up, because there will be gathering of large amounts of people who are sick and tired of this, and we are going to get together. We are planning to get together and stand up and say no. And one of the most important things that you can do, people, is vote. Everybody needs to get out there and vote for what is best for the people. Thank you.
Well, so Representative Hintz, what are you going to do about this?
Well, I mean, about her question? Or?
No, I'm just, Angela says that people are sick and tired of this and they're going to...
They are. Well, I mean, I feel like this is, I think we're all sort of feeling it, meaning, you know, obviously when you have a lot of news headlines that are challenging, it seems like there's a lot of problems in the world. The headlines have been, you know, complicated. And then we have a, you know, and even when we get back to state governance, you have a bill that's expected to be passed this week that, you know, I think removes citizens further from their own government. I mean, it's something that I worry about. Even people that may agree, you know, with a lot of issues, you know, no longer think that they can happen. Those issues can happen because they see the role that money plays and they see, you know, what's happening in Washington and what's happening in Madison. And I think that is really, you know, eroding trust, and it's eroding people's expectations for government's ability to solve big issues. I think that's something that has happened definitely in Washington, where, you know, the bigger the issue, the harder it is, seems to be able to get anything done. But we're seeing it in Madison, too. And, you know, in a time of declining traditional media, and, you know, in Wisconsin, we've gone through some devastating middle-class job losses. You know, I think people are incredibly frustrated. They have low expectations, and some people are either just tuning out altogether or, you know, you're looking for an alternative vehicle that might just, you know, speak to their alienation. I think that Donald Trump's rise, you know, includes some of those voters as well, meaning an absolute rejection, you know, of a political class and system that, you know, largely has become hooked on a system that, you know, serves special interests better than it does its own citizenry.
We're almost out of time, but because this is an alternative perspective, let me bring Saeed in Green Bay on. But Saeed, we're almost out of time, so please be very brief.
Thank you for identifying me as an alternative viewpoint. I happen to sit in the majority in Wisconsin right now. But how self-serving of this individual to say that Republicans are not interested in prosperity of Americans. Perhaps Republicans have different methods than the methods of the previous governor that led us into $2 billion in debt and a budget deficit. Furthermore, on the government accountability issue, where were the Democrats when the Government Accountability Board was abusing its power and conducting activities whose only objective was the intimidation of political donations?
Saeed, thank you. We have less than a minute, Representative Hintz. Specifically, when it comes to the Government Accountability Board, you know that it was not doing its job, according to Saeed and Republicans.
I think every politician in Wisconsin probably at some point has had frustration with the Government Accountability Board. But a lot of that's because those are the people that, you know, we've given independence to oversee us. And it's been in response to the political corruption that existed in Wisconsin not that long ago. you know, the reality is anytime you have that kind of, you know, regulation, you're going to have, you know, it's going to be frustrating. It's going to be, you know, annoying, detail-oriented. But the fact is that's their job. I don't think at any point what the government accountability did didn't go, you know, beyond what the law was. And, you know, I think that they're using that as a scapegoat to essentially eliminate that. So.
Yeah. And we're going to leave it there for now because we're out of time. Thank you very much for being with us. Gordon Hintz, Democratic State Representative from Oshkosh. This is the Ideas Network.